Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 25, The Honeymoon Phase. And this topic brings up a lot of memories. Again, you know, I've been married 11 years to my beautiful wife, Margarita Jackson. And we hear this term, you know, the honeymoon phase, typically, I think, from what I understand, the first year of marriage. And sometimes when you hear it, that can be a good or bad thing, you know. The honeymoon phase can be seen as a good thing, and then it ends and reality sets in, or it can be seen as a bad thing. You know, I've heard it say that the first year of marriage is typically the most challenging, and so that contradicts kind of like the honeymoon phase type thing. But you know, if you're more knowledgeable in this area, feel free to reach out to us, drop a comment in the comment section. But the honeymoon phase, I think, is very real, whether it's positive or negative. When my wife and I got married, our first year of marriage was pretty awesome. It had its challenges, you know, little challenges here and there, but overall it was great. And we didn't really see like a drop off, you know, after the first year. You know, there's a lot of interesting things happen, but things happen even after that. And so I was interested just to get some feedback from another married couple, recently married couple, Craig and Keisha Davidson, some very dear friends of ours. We've known them for a while before they even got married or started dating. And we wanted to get their thoughts and advice on this topic. And I'm interested in hear what they have to say, interested in you guys hearing from them as well. But you know, however you view the first year, the honeymoon phase of your marriage, I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, marriage is a roller coaster, you know, full of ups and downs, full of highs and lows, hopefully mostly predominantly highs, but things happen, and it's interesting to see, you know, look for me, my wife and I looking back at our first year and, you know, seeing what has changed and what hasn't changed, or maybe some surprises. But it's an interesting topic. I want to know your thoughts, you know, for those that are married out there. You know, how was your first year of marriage? What's things kind of stood out to you? Or if you're about to get married, you know, maybe what are your thoughts on being married in that first year? What do you think it's going to be like? And send us your thoughts. And so stick around for part two of this podcast, The Honeymoon Phase. And as always, you can follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast, and via email, dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Stick around for part two, The Honeymoon Phase. Peace.
Hey, back to D-Time, episode 25. I'm here with some dear, dear, dear friends, Craig and Keisha Davidson, to chat about the honeymoon phase. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks for having us, David.
Yes.
So before we dive into the topic, I was hoping we can take a couple minutes just for you guys to introduce yourself to those who are listening. So just share a quick bit about yourself. We'll start with you, Craig.
All right. My name is Craig Davidson, as we had said, and born and raised in Portland, Oregon. We now live in Columbus, Ohio. For me personally, just a diehard sports fan. Love God, love my wife. Just going on adventures in life. And, you know, it's been really cool to be able to be a part of a church that we're able to move around and, you know, be here in Columbus. I never thought I would live across the country from where I was from, but I just guess I'm definitely a very simple guy that mm-hmm. is easy to get along with. Mm-hmm. And when you want to talk sports, I'm your guy for sure. So It's a little bit about myself.
How about you, Keisha?
Okay, so my name is Keisha Lathan. No, it's not. Keisha Davidson.
Dang, must be newly married still.
Oh, no.
Yeah, proof that you guys are newlyweds.
Lathan is not my last name anymore. Davidson. Keisha Davidson. I am 34 years old. I'll be 35 in January. I'm also from Portland, Oregon, born and raised, lived there the majority of my life, moved to LA, and then ended up moving back to Portland. A little bit about me. I love to sing. I love to write. I love to shop. I love to cook. And I'm definitely loving living in Ohio, especially being close to Chicago and Indianapolis and other places that are really, really close that have really good food. So yeah, I love to eat. And yes, we are still newlyweds and we're having a baby soon. We're expecting a little one, a little boy, April 9th. So yeah, gosh, newlyweds, baby on the way, living in Ohio, really just enjoying life right now. So that's a little bit about me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we kind of alluded to it on the jump, but yeah, this episode is titled The Honeymoon Phase. And, you know, in the first part I talked about, you know, I don't know what the official measurement of the honeymoon phase, if it's a year, 2 years or whatever, but for you guys and starting with you, Craig, you know, what, when you hear the word, honeymoon phase, what comes to mind? What do you think of?
Man, I think when I hear that's a good question. I think when, you know, hearing the word honeymoon phase, I think of the excitement. It's almost the uncharted territory, if you will, you know, things that you've never experienced. You know, for Keisha and I, we dated for about 2 years and then we're engaged almost 2 years, for about 10 months. And, you know, our first kiss was at the altar. So, you know, we got to really come together as a married couple and experience a lot of firsts together. And I feel like the honeymoon phase, when I hear that, it's just experiencing a lot of firsts together, whether that's living together or going, even silly things like going grocery shopping for the first time together as a married couple. You know, there's just an indescribable joy there that I feel that's the honeymoon phase. It's just this new excitement, stuff you've never experienced before. And, you know, I think that it's just, it's one of those where you're just constantly smiling. You know, some people might ask you like, dude, are you okay? Like you just have this glow about you or whatever. And you're just like, yeah, I just got married. I'm in the honeymoon phase or what you hear people talk about. And I think it's something that, everybody should experience. It's definitely incredible to do, but, I feel like the honeymoon phase, like you said, I mean, everybody's, I guess, different on how they feel, how long it is or whatnot. But I feel, you know, as a married couple before God and man, is we should have the honeymoon phase for our whole marriage. Now, is that hard to do? Yeah. You know, we go through it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit later on, you know, different things we go through during marriage. But, you know, I feel with my wife now that we still have that, you know, at different times, and, you know, we're able to really find that joy, that comes from God, number one, and he allows us to have it with each other. So I think for me, you know, just the simplest answer is just excitement. It's new. It's just this adventure that you get to go on, you know, with your best friend. And so, I don't know. I think of honeymoon. It just makes me smile. Even now, just thinking about it, it puts a smile on my face, and I'm just internally grateful to have gone and still be on the honeymoon phase with my wife. So that's what comes to mind when I hear that.
I think for me, like, well, he took my answer.
Okay, you can we're united.
So I was gonna say the same kind of sort of little bit. I was gonna say a lot of smiling. Like, I literally remember me and Craig in our apartment. I don't remember if this was like the first like 3 months or 4 months or five. I don't know, but we were chasing each other around the house, like literally like little 5-year-olds, like straight up chasing each other around the house. And it was fun. And I really feel like that's a part of the honeymoon phase. Like, you know, it's fun. You're giddy. You're excited. You're, like Craig said, you're smiling. But two, you're also like getting to know each other. So, you know, we had a couple bumps in our honeymoon phase.
Nah.
Yes, we did. Like we had bumps, you know, and we don't call them fights. We call them bumps, but we had a couple bumps. And it's like, you know, in the honeymoon phase, there is that joy and there is that giddiness and that, oh my gosh, we're like 6 year olds, you know, but two, you're getting to know your partner. You're getting to know your significant other. And so it's like, you're getting to know them. You're finding out different little things about them, little quirks, little things they like, things they don't like, you know, things that kind of get under your skin a little bit. So, you know, I feel like it's a mixture. It's a mixture of, I won't say like pain or anything like that, but I do think you're learning some things from your partner and you're having fun, but you're also learning. I guess you'd call it growing pains in a sense, maybe a little bit like happy growing pains. I don't know. Sometimes not so happy, but we had a couple bumps, but two, yeah, it is. It's that giddiness. You're chasing each other around. You're like Craig said, going on adventures, you know, going grocery shopping, like, I don't know, putting up decorations around the house together, laughing, watching movies. Like it's fun, but I do feel like we're still in that though. We have our moments, you know, and, which I'm grateful for. But yeah, the honeymoon phase, just learning about each other and, just enjoying each other and laughing and joking. And I tickle Craig and he likes when I tickle him.
No, well,
he
don't like hates it.
But I feel like that's a part of the honeymoon phase. He hates it, but he loves it. So I still do it. So we're still in it. We're still in the honeymoon phase. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah. You know, that's kind of a great lead into the second question. So, you know, for you guys, what's been the most challenging part of the honeymoon phase of the first year? And then two, you know, a high point as well.
I think, the most challenging, the first thing to me that comes to mind is really, man, this might seem complicated answer, but I feel like it's understanding that your spouse is not you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, being a man, which I think that all men listening can agree that, we can be very prideful. I don't know why, it's just something that men seem to have is this deep rooted pride. And I think for me, it was, you know, understanding that my wife doesn't think like me, my wife doesn't act like me, and I can't force her to do that, which I'm thankful for because I don't want to marry myself. You know what I mean? But It was really challenging in different aspects of, you know, maybe say she didn't agree with, we're talking about grocery shopping, going even to the grocery store, and I wanted to get something for us, and she's, no, you know, babe, I don't want that. And I could feel myself going, what do you mean you don't want that? You know, I want that. And just understanding that we're two totally different people and being completely okay with that. And, you know, really learning as a husband to, you know, the Bible says to really consider your wife, to consider her and to really, you know, hear what she wants and what she has to say. Because I'll tell you this, like a good piece of advice is a lot of times, your wife, she's right. You know, I'm just going to put it out there, but there's a lot of times I feel like that choice that she wants for dinner, you end up going, man, that was a great choice. I wouldn't have chose that, but it was awesome. So I think it's been really challenging though, because that's been a few of our bumps is me really, you know, being prideful and wanting things my way and not listening to her side of it or her perspective. And so it causes friction, because I'm trying to dominate and do everything and do it my way. So that was one thing I never expected with marriage is even that aspect of it is this person is completely opposite of me. But it's such a good thing at the same time. So I think that has definitely been the most challenging part of this first year and a high point. The first thing now is our baby. I mean, being pregnant, a little one on the way, just, you know, I was talking to Keisha today about this and just, I'm so in love with this child that isn't even in this world yet physically. I mean, this baby's in a womb and I just have like this desire and this, I just want to protect this child. And it's like, well, this child's completely protected right now. But
yeah.
I think this pregnancy, you know, just knowing we're going to become parents and be able to raise this beautiful little boy together. And, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to be a father. And now it's like, man, it's a dream come true. You know, it's truly a blessing. It's so encouraging. And we don't deserve it. You know, I mean, we don't deserve it at all, but yet God's allowing it to happen. So, I mean, that is absolutely to me the high point right now, in our marriage. So.
Yeah. The most challenging part of the first year, I think, gosh, well, I'm an emotional woman. I think a lot of women can relate. And I think just not letting my emotions take over, you know, letting Craig lead and me being, you know, submissive, me like really letting him lead the way. Before I was married, I was super independent, super Keisha can do this. Keisha's got this. Keisha takes care of herself. Keisha makes decisions, you know, and getting married, it's like, no, you know, like your husband is the leader. Your husband, you know, you can give your thoughts, your opinions, but it's your husband that's going to make those final decisions. And just honestly being okay with that, you know, really trusting his decisions, even if he makes a decision and it tanks and it doesn't do well, or it, you know, it's the wrong decision, or, you know, it's bad or whatever, still being okay and still, being surrendered and submissive to what he decides and what he chooses, you know, really trusting that he, you know, he means well, like he doesn't mean any harm or ill will intent. And I think really just, building him up, you know, really building him up. I think all men need that. They need for their wives to really build them up, to encourage them, to, you know, remind them how awesome they are and how good that they're doing, you know. In our first year, I didn't really realize Craig needed that. You know, he really needed that from me a lot, you know. And so I've learned now, and I'm still learning, to really be his biggest cheerleader, you know, to be that person that's just going to spur him on, whether it be a new job, whether it be, you know, he's going through a tough time, whatever it may be, but just to be there to encourage him, not discourage him, you know? So I think that was the most challenging part, letting him lead, you know, being submissive, and then also being his biggest cheerleader, you know, despite whatever goes on. And I think the high point, like he said, I think is really, well, you know, I'll say learning these things and how much peace that I've gotten from, you know, letting him lead, and the joy that comes and the less bumps. Actually, that's been a part of our high point too, is just the peace and the unity that's been created from that. We started reading this book called Boundaries in Marriage, and it's helped a lot, helped us both. Great book. And so that's helped us with our marriage and things like that. But yes, and our baby, I think for me, I'm just elated. You know, I'm grateful, elated, excited. Gosh, we prayed and God answered, you know, and we waited, prayed, God answered, you know. So I think that's been the biggest high point, just expecting. So, yeah.
No, that's great. So I want to throw something out to you guys. I know that, you know, when you just get married, and, you know, there's always, you know, tons of advice that's shared with you by people that are married, and, you know, maybe some people that aren't. But for you guys, say if someone is either just gotten married or about to get married and came to you guys for advice, what are some things that you would share with those people?
Wow. Well, man, I honestly, I think it kind of goes back to what I talked about with, you know, for me, that was the most challenging, is really learning in the beginning that your spouse is completely different than you. And as a man, being willing to consider her, and really, I would say, go after imitating the good qualities in your wife, because a lot of times God puts the perfect spouse in your life that has the opposite qualities of you. And so it's, it helps to balance you out. And I know, you know, my wife has helped to balance me in so many different areas, but the advice I would give to, about to be married couple or newly wedded is really embracing that. It's okay, and it's a good thing to imitate your wife or your husband in the areas that they excel in, you know. And it's why God allows us to be together and put us together, I feel. And so I think that, you know, and read that book, Boundaries of Marriage. I would get, that would be, I would say, hey, you want to get married? Read this book because
It's a big,
a phenomenal book. We're going to read the one about kids because it's, you know, it's just been such a healthy book understanding you can't control your spouse. You can't make them do anything, but you can control yourself. And so it's really having that heart, to be willing to do that, I think would be the biggest piece of advice I'd give somebody that's about to be married or newly wedded. Awesome.
Yeah, I think, oh man, well, Craig took mine again. It's cool. I think I would say just have fun. You know, there was, a sister in Portland and I remember she would always say, just enjoy the journey, you know, like, enjoy the journey. You know, you're going from single to dating to you're about to be married. So like, enjoy it. Like, enjoy the being engaged, you know, enjoy the planning and then enjoy your first year. Like, make a lot of memories together. Like, Craig and I, we have a lot of memories. You know, tonight I started pulling out all of our Christmas stuff from last year, you know, and it's just like, wow, remember, you know, this sign that went here. Remember this? We saved everything. It's like, just having a lot of memories and photos together. And, you know, I don't know, just praying a lot, you know, pray a lot for your marriage, like pray a lot for your marriage, you know, pray to be a woman that, your husband needs and pray for your husband to be the husband that you need. And just, I honestly just have fun, create a lot of memories together. Get a lot of advice, you know, just talk to people, get open, get a lot of advice, get a lot of input, read books. That book, like he said, has been phenomenal. Even reading that before, there's actually a couple that we know that are starting to read it too. And they're engaged. So I think it helps. It definitely helps, put marriage into perspective. And, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's going to happen, but it's like, just get excited, get prepared, get ready, get input. But yeah, enjoy it, you know, like enjoy the planning stages, enjoy every single moment and create lots of memories.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Now, you know, I always like to end these interviews with the same question, and it doesn't have to necessarily do with the topic that we're discussing, but for you guys, what's been the best piece of advice that someone has shared with you? And if there's not a number one, maybe the most recent. And again, it doesn't have to necessarily do with this topic. It can if you want, though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, I have to go back to that book. And I think, you know, it's kind of, it's encompasses a lot, but I feel like it's, you know, being willing to say you're sorry, and being willing to say, share your heart or your feelings when your wife hurts you. Mm-hmm. I think that as men, it's very easy to bury your feelings and to not want to deal, you know, cause maybe I know for me, the way I grew up, it was, you know, when you cry and do these different things, you're weak. And so I need to realize that, man, my wife will hurt me, but what's the advice from that book that I got and from other people that are pretty close in our lives is be open and honest with how you feel and share that with your wife, because a lot of times she doesn't know how I'm feeling. And, you know, and being willing to apologize, I think, is just having that humble heart and that stance of I'm not trying to be the man that's saying my way is right. I need to be right. I need to get in the last word. I need to do all these things, but it's really to, want to reconcile whatever's happening between my wife. And I think a lot of times as the man, you know, created to be a leader, is to take the high road, you know what I mean? And really set the bar of being open and honest with your feelings and being willing to apologize. I think those two things have completely changed our marriage in this first year, to be a lot smoother. I think we've avoided a lot of bumps we had early on in our marriage. Because we're able to do these things now. So I think that's even an answer for best advice, but that's what comes to mind.
Oh man. Gosh, there's been so much. I feel like I've said some of it, but one that comes to mind is like continue to date your spouse. You know, like because things can get busy, you know, like continue to go on dates and continue to, you know, that's, I mean, yeah, continue to go on dates, like continue to, spend that quality time with each other. Cause right, we're getting ready to have a kid, you know, it may change a little bit, I think, you know, but still just making that time, you know, to, date your spouse, to go on dates, to spend that quality time. And I think going back to what I shared earlier, being your spouse's biggest cheerleader, you know, and also this is cliche. I'm pretty sure people have heard this, but not letting the sun go down when you're angry. I think it seems like, I really think that, I mean, you never, I mean, life is like a mist. You have a mist bottle, like a bottle full of water, and you spray it and that mist comes out. Like that's life, right? So it's like, you don't know what could happen the next morning. You don't know what could happen that night. So it's like just not letting the sun go down if you're not reconciled, if there's things in your heart, you know, you want to have that peace with your spouse, you know, if anything were to happen, you know, that'd be devastating. So, but yeah, I would say those things, date your spouse, you know, be reconciled before you hit that pillow at night. And just be their biggest cheerleader. You know what I mean? Build them up as much as you can.
No, that's awesome, guys. Well, yeah, man, I wish we could spend hours and hours talking about this subject, and you guys dropped a ton of knowledge, so I appreciate it. For those that are listening, you know, if you're maybe getting ready to get married or you're currently in that early stages of marriage, feel free to share your thoughts, insights, you know, things that have helped you as well. I definitely want to recommend the book that Craig and Keisha mentioned too. This is a great book. I'll put a link in the episode title as well. But Craig, Keisha, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out. You guys are going to be phenomenal parents, Margarita, and I can't wait to see you guys go on this journey or continue to go on this journey of not only marriage, but just being parents. Is going to be awesome to see.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right, and for those listening, again, you can follow the podcast, D-Time Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook as well. The Davidsons, thank you guys so much for stopping by and chatting.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, we appreciate you. Anytime. This was awesome.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.